This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Millions of years ago, riddles roamed the earth, flourishing, eating other riddles, eating answers, eating each other. And then one day, a podcast hit, destroying all riddles as we know it. Submerging those riddles that did survive underground and turning them into riddle oil. And that, kids, is why there are no more riddles. Does that make sense?
Again, this is career day, so just...
Yes, and I'm Adel's dad. I'm a riddletologist, just like Ross on Friends.
I thought he was just the worst.
He's on a break.
Okay, so do we have any questions for Adel's dad, who will not tell us his first name, the riddletologist? Do we have any questions for Adel's dad, the riddletologist?
I got one.
Yeah, Becky.
Yes, you there, Becky.
I can take that, Adel's dad.
I'm also a teacher. I'm a bit of a teacher.
Is your job anything like being a firefighter? Because we're pretty excited to hear from the firefighter.
All right, yeah. Aaron, don't get me too hyped up. I'm your father. I'm a wicked firefighter. Yes, I mean, Becky.
That outfit is very cool. I can't compete with that outfit, but I do, as a riddletologist, I probably save more lives per year than a firefighter.
Yeah, just so you know, I just really want to do a sidebar for my dad's accent.
Okay.
He's only ever lived underwater, and that's how he knows the Boston accent. Huh.
Go Brewers! Underwater, baby! Bruins! Go Bruins!
I hear it now. Yes, the Boston Brewers, famously defunct.
I have a question for Adel's dad, the riddletologist.
Yes, you there. What's your name?
Where do you buy clothes that are just the front part of the clothes? Because I noticed that your clothes have no backs, and I was just like,
yes.
So...
Well, I went to a TJ Maxx, which could have easily been a Marshall's, and they had a clothing half-off sale.
I would
now,
say that there's
I typically,
if you are savvy, there's a difference between the two, but I'll let you carry on.
No,
I'll say that I think the difference is...
It's literally... I'm sorry, a man is talking.
It's dog beds. The difference is dog beds.
A dad is talking, please.
Wait, they both have dog beds.
They are
but only one has good dog beds.
They are indistinguishable. I dare you to tell me the difference between a Marshalls and a TJ Maxx. No one can.
All right. Let's just hear from JPC's mom. That's
a different
me.
Teacher?
No, oh. I am just JPC's mom. My job is talking about the difference between TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Convenient.
I guess I could talk or you could ask questions. Who has a question?
I have a question. How do you tell the difference?
Sometimes they have the same vases or vases.
That's where you start?
In my experience, Marshall's is a little bit more fashion-focused. They have a really strong relationship with a lot of clothing brands.
Like Dress
Free
People for Less.
And, yeah, J Brand and all these other clothing companies. Because I just know that they get, like, a lot of overstock from things. And then TJ Maxx is the same.
Yeah, I got a question. Where can I get a wicked hot Dunkachino?
I can't apologize enough for my dad. I got one last question for the riddle guy.
Yes, me, riddletologist.
Are you poor?
Well, time for me to abandon Adel. Adel Rafi, that is.
And JPC.
That's dark. I'm Aaron Keefe.
That's our best intro yet. That is our best intro.
I feel like our intros are like fine wine in that they age poorly with a screw top.
If this is your first time listening to Hey Riddle Riddle, it's probably because I was chatting about it at my birthday party, which was 2 days ago.
Woo, and, let's go.
You know, mask off, two strangers. And I was telling you all about the podcast, and then you came to check it out. So, hello, goodbye, see you on your way. I hope you enjoy the rest of your time on this merry Earth.
I can't wait. It's the end of the year, and that means our Hey Riddle Riddle fans are going to be making their top 10 lists.
Woo. Oh.
Top 10 favorite intros from the show. Top 10 times Adel's gone, ugh! Top 10 JPC talking about piss. I can't wait for those top 10 lists.
All you little David Lettermans out there, send us your top 10 lists. Hashtag Hey Riddle Top 10.
Yeah, I'll read them on the show.
Making your lists, checking them twice, wondering what you've done with your life. Hey, Riddle,
top 10.
Okay, that's it. Isolate that theme song, Casey. That's our top 10 theme song. Isolate that soundbite.
Wait, what? You've said that before, but you said to put it before or after all porn.
two quick things.
Yeah, do it after all porn.
You know how many views we would get if our theme song played before porn?
69, 420.
Thank you.
Oh, here, I have something. This is something I was going to save for 2021.
Oh, thank God. We've been just floundering for 5 minutes. Adel finally has something. Thank God.
Well, I had something with the dad and a half clothes off, but we'll get to it later. So 69 and 420, very, very funny numbers. Maybe the funniest numbers.
Sure.
And, you know, it's debatable which order
is
better.
What about this? Eight?
Yes. Eight is very funny.
Yeah.
So 69, 420, very, very funny numbers. But over time, less and less chuckles when I hear them, you know. So what I've discovered is that the time on the clock, 7:17 p.m. Remember this.
P.m.
7:17 p.m. That is exactly 69,420 minutes into a day. So from this point forward, starting in mid-December, going into 2021, for the rest of time, when you see the time 7:17, you must look at someone, get a big old shit-eating grin, and just say, riddle o'clock.
Okay, JBC, we need to call Adel more.
Does that make sense? Or if you just say the number 717, that should be a new catch-all for 69420.
I think
Adel, what did you do today?
We just start doing like
crunch numbers,
like daily wellness checks for Adel, just to make sure he's feeling okay and like has an outlet.
I woke up at 12 a.m. and then I just counted the seconds until it hit 69420.
You know what, Adel? What we're going to do for you for Christmas, we're gonna get you a journal. Buddy, you can put some of those thoughts right in there. Take that thing when it's full up, throw it into space. That's
a
trash.
A beef journal?
No.
We got to get you working out so you can throw a journal right into space.
I want to get so strong I can toss my fucking journal into space.
Yeah.
7:17.
I want to go to a personal trainer and tell them that's my workout goal.
Well, Adel, it's going to be 7:17 while we record this episode. I wonder who will notice.
Nice. Is Riddle O'Clock good or should we say something else?
Riddle O'Clock is great. I'm also interested because Adel said 7:17 p.m. and I got to thinking, Adel has probably not seen 7:17 a.m. in years. Maybe a decade.
100%. 100%.
Because it's way too late for you to have been staying up till, and there's no way that you're not asleep during that time.
The first time I saw 11 a.m. was last week when we recorded early.
Adel, go grab a piece of paper. I want you to do your best guess of what a sunrise looks like.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So here we go. Got a pen, got a paper. You got a man.
See, right out of the gate, they're using a pen to draw a sunrise.
Their tongues are wrapped around each other's necks.
Oh,
there's
I'm sorry.
A dog with wings.
We don't want you to describe it. We want you to just write it down, toss it into the sun.
Okay.
We want you to toss it as hard as you can into the sun.
Hold on, let me open up my roof.
Yeah! Howard Dean scream.
All right. But we kid, we Josh, we jab, we jape. But this is a riddle podcast, and it is 100% incumbent upon us to do riddles on this podcast. Mm-hmm. So in that old glorious tradition, I will be acting as old man riddles for this episode. And I have some riddles that I think are going to freaking absolutely
knock our socks off.
JPC, I can't wait.
I would never say that.
You know, in gym class in middle school, mm-hmm. when you make an excuse for why you can't do it.
Is it like a period thing?
Yeah, I got my period. Can I sit in the corner and eat spicy Doritos while everyone else does this?
It does
Please.
Suck. Please. I grew up in the Midwest, and it does suck that our school, I think all girls had first period. I think the school suggested that you have your first period at the school.
It's funny. It is funny, though.
That's why we're getting you the journal. We're getting you the journal.
Do you know how stressful high school was for me? I had 7 periods a day.
And you only could afford white pants, is that right?
Yep.
But before we get to riddles, and we will, I do have to say there's 2 very funny things said before the episode started. One, JPC, which was how you described 2020. Do you mind repeating that?
I don't remember it.
You said 2020, where a year is weeks and weeks is a year, or something
well,
like that.
Well, I said the actual famous quote.
We'll have Casey insert it at the beginning of the episode. So whatever audio you heard before this episode played, that's what JPC said.
I believe it's there are years when weeks happen and weeks when years happen. Yes. And 2020 was definitely a year where weeks happened, right? That's the one that it was. Yeah.
Outstanding. And then Aaron mentioned that... I don't know when this episode will come out. It's impossible to know. I think JPC said, but I don't listen. December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron said that that's the 8 Maids of Milking Day. Is that right, Aaron? Do you want to?
I didn't think anyone would hear me. I say so much hoping that no one will hear.
That's 12 days of Christmas? I didn't know the 12 days. I guess it does make sense that the 12 days of Christmas are. Wait, no?
What's 9? What's 9? Because it would be 9 days before Christmas.
8 Maids of Milking. 9 swans a swimming.
The 7 swans a swimming. Well, 9 then, pipers piping.
But then they get 2 friends.
9 lords a leaping. Nice. 10 lords a leaping. 12 drummers drumming.
The only one I know, and I fucking knock it out of the park every time.
Hit us with the 5.
5 golden rings. The Olympics.
4 let's go. 3 let's go. 2 let's go.
I think Adel is obsessed with let's go, but. I'm obsessed with reading riddles, and the riddles that I'm reading today are coming to us from some of our most loyal fans. And I say that because these are people that sent in emails in 2018. I can only assume that they're our most loyal still. And so that is what I'm going with. Okay, so this one is from Joel. Joel says that this is a stupid riddle that I thought of that they thought of a long time ago. And it would be perfect for the show. So here he goes.
Stupid riddle is like saying little shrimp. It's redundant.
A man lies
Jumbo
dead.
Jumbo shrimp. Jumbo shrimp. Go ahead.
That's an oxymoron.
A man lies dead on the sidewalk outside of a bank. In his pocket is a $5 bill, 4 $1 bills, 3 quarters, but he has no obvious injuries. How did he die? He's dead on the sidewalk outside of a bank.
Yeah.
$5 bill.
$5
$5 bill. $4 $1 bills. $3 quarters.
$9.75. Is it something like a joke pun on $9.75?
I don't think that any part of this is a joke pun on $9.75.
Well, it must be a joke pun because this riddle doesn't make sense. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Wow. He didn't even make it to 7:17. He's going right to bed. He's putting on his old man. It's raining, it's pouring cap.
It's the Christmas Carol nightcap.
Nightcap.
Sorry, let me button the butt of my pajamas.
Isn't a nightcap also like a drink before bed?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. It's a hot toddy right before beds to
drink away the nightmares. The reason they call it that is because famously, older men of a certain generation would hide bottles of whiskey under their cap. So they'd be like, going to bed, snooze, snooze. And then they wouldn't lay down. And the wife would be like, what's going on? And the guy would lift up the hat, whoop, and there'd be a bottle of whiskey and he'd drink it. And she's like, I thought that was your nightcap.
Did I tell you guys that back when I was dating, because I am in a relationship
now. Oh, you and Ryan broke up? Oh.
Yes, I mean, technically speaking. We have made it work because we still live together.
We lived together
during lockdown. we can get into this later. But back when I was dating, I always used to carry one of those old-timey nightcaps in my pocket with me. And at the end of a date, a woman would say, do you want to come up for a nightcap? And I would say, no, you can just use this one. And then I would sprint off in the other direction as hard as I could, throwing the nightcap at them. And I thought it was so funny.
And your first kiss was in 2019?
Oh, I'm still pining for that.
Ooh.
Pining.
Ever so special.
What, Aaron, what musical is At the End of the Date? At the End of the Date.
That would be Les Mis a Date.
Dude, Les Mis a Date would be a great early 2000s MTV show where it's like you have to date a cast member of Les Mis, and it's like as long as you can take it, and then you,
and then you
hit the button
the
to get out of the date, and that's how much cash you make.
I told you I wanted to sit out of this episode. That's why I'm not funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to waddle over to the bleachers with my Doritos.
Les Mis a Date has legs. I think Les Mis a Date is brilliant.
Les Mis a Date. So $5. $5 bill.
$1 bills. Three quarters.
So that's $9.75.
This is a human man?
Human man. I have some hints. Would you guys like some hints?
Hold on. Is it something to do where he robbed the bank and the dye pack exploded so hard it like ruptured an organ?
No. Sorry, Adel. That is a really good guess, okay. But it is not correct.
They famously put dye packs in quarters, right?
So it's when you have quarters, one of them is always chocolate, and the chocolate quarter always
has
the dye pack.
That's why pirates buy
modern
them.
Bank robbers have to wear dye pack vests just in case.
Do you actually literally know why like old timey people used to like bite the coin before they would accept it?
Because people tried to use chocolate coins.
Mm-hmm.
Because fool's gold.
No, because old timey human beings used to be able to eat coins.
Oh.
Shut up. Uh-huh. Shut up. Okay. He's dead because he money can't buy happiness. He's
Ooh.
Dead because he saw a ghost.
Two.
He's dead because he a witch put a curse on him and he was gonna die if he
Three.
Had $9.75. He's dead because the sidewalk is too slippery.
Four.
It was Shel Silverstein. The sidewalk ended. That's why he died. He ran into the end of the sidewalk.
Five.
All right, give us a hint.
And of course, Shel Silverstein died penniless.
Here are some hints. Did he rob the bank? No. Was he murdered? No.
Okay.
How much money did he have just prior to this? A $10.
He had $10.
Bill.
He lost a quarter. He lost a quarter of his brain.
You're on the right track with he lost a quarter, but he didn't lose it. It's on purpose.
He put a quarter in a death machine. He put
maybe 10 minutes before
he
died.
He put a quarter in a death machine is
parking
my favorite
meter.
Country song from the 60s.
He was putting a parking meter car ran over him.
He put a quarter in his you're on the exact right track, but it
parking
wasn't
meter?
A parking meter.
Okay. Standing meter?
No. And the thing
Cigarette
that he put the quarter
machine.
In, no, direct no, that's a really good guess. Directly caused his death.
ATM.
I know he was putting a quarter. So this was Mr. Magoo. He was putting a quarter in a vending machine for a can of soda. It turned out to be a dog's ass, and the dog turned around and ate him.
He got crushed by a vending machine.
Hold on. He was putting a quarter in a vending machine to get a dog's ass? Is that what you're trying to say?
You heard what I said.
It's K9. It's K9 in the vending machine. Good night, everybody.
Teamwork. Teamwork makes the joke work.
That's a Far Side.
I'm putting the butt on my pajamas.
That's a Far Side calendar where just a guy standing in front of a vending machine with a dog's ass. Ass sticking out of it, and someone says, "Could you hit K9 for me?"
This is my favorite episode we've ever done.
I know. Why am I so happy? What happened?
You're closest with vending machine. Can you think of?
Okay.
I don't even know that you really see these much anymore. But what other machine would be like in the lobby of something that would take a quarter and could give you something
that we don't see anymore? Is
I
it like
think
a?
You
is
see
it like
anymore.
Like a nudie show?
I used to see these in the lobbies of like restaurants all the time growing up. Like I remember
telephone
there was,
booth.
No. I remember there was one at the Bob Evans by my house. They had one in the Noble Roman's Pizza Place.
Oh, I got a question. Is it one of those things that are at zoos where you put a quarter in and then it like stretches it out and then puts like an animal on it and then you get
no,
it back?
No, it's not one of those.
Okay, then
it's not a
jukebox.
It's like a vending machine, kind of, but it's for one specific thing, and it is food. Kind of food.
Panties?
Candy.
Use panties?
Oh, gumball machine. He choked on a gumball.
Bingo, bingo, ha-ta-ta. Aaron, that is absolutely correct. He put a quarter in a gumball machine. He freaking choked his ass on a freaking gumball.
I would like to
see
a scene.
Uh-oh.
No, Adel, go ahead.
I think I got it. I think I buzzer beat. But
no,
we started
ahead.
Talking at
go
the
ahead.
Same time.
Go
okay.
ahead, go ahead.
So I want to see a scene. JPC, you are on, you and Aaron are on some sort of night out, and you are just the type of guy who, as an adult, would buy a gumball.
I thought that movie was, like, super, like, the pacing was really off. Like, I really loved a lot of the scenes, but, like, a movie as a whole was, like, pretty off. What did you think?
I mean, if I'm being honest, like, I think I was so psyched about the casting of it because it's all-star, but there was no chemistry. And I was like, ah, like, what? How do you fuck up that bad, right? Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, how did it compare, do you think?
Honestly, it was almost exactly like the book, but if I'm being honest, I think that Ready Player 2 is going to be even better. I cannot wait. I think Ernest Cline is a fucking genius. And the excerpts that have come out are like, oh, mind-blowing. Like, how does he do it? He's going
to... Sorry to interrupt you. Are you cool just, like, walking a little bit longer down the pier?
It's
such a lovely night. I feel like I don't want it to end just yet.
I know it is such a lovely night. And how about we make this night a little lovelier? I'm a spontaneous guy.
Crank.
That's a red one. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, I don't really want to.
Crank. Hold on. I got a red one. So that's a green one.
These are like the size of my fist. I don't really.
Yeah, I'm throwing these in the ground. Don't pick these up. These are the bad ones. Oh, a blue. A blue for Milady?
Thanks. I'll like keep it so we have a little
No. Put it in your mouth. Here. I'll show you on me. I'm grabbing the back of my head. I'll show you on me.
It's great. It's
a gumball. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No,
oh, my God.
Good.
You're ripping the corner of your mouth.
It's fine. It's an old rip. I'm re-ripping.
Oh,
no. It's good. Oh, I haven't had one of these since I was a little kid. Jakes.
Oh, my God. All your teeth are breaking.
Oh, it's okay. These are veneers.
That's still horrible. That's even worse. Your teeth are so fragile.
My uncle's a dentist. It's fine.
My uncle's a dentist.
It's fine. This night is so wonderful. Maybe we make it a little more wonderful with a crank. A blue one for Milady?
No. Maybe I'll get a little sticker or one of those like sticky hand things that you throw up against the
wall.
A what?
For like a fucking baby? Why would you do that when you could have a gump wall?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, here you go. I'm just going to change your
mind. I grab the back of my head.
You grab the back of your... You're not going to want to put it in there, so you got to grab the back of your own head.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Hey, everyone. This is Adel. Just a heads up. I won't be ending this scene.
So, you want to go back to my place and get real weird?
Sure.
The rest of the episode will be this scene and this scene only.
My uncle's a dentist.
Scene.
Oh, my uncle's a dentist.
I used to be obsessed with buying those sticky hands at malls. Anywhere there's a movie theater, I would buy, or a gumball machine, I would
sticky
buy
sticky hands.
Hands.
Throw them at your sister.
You can use them. They're fun for 20 minutes, and then they collect so much junk on them, like lint and hair and debris, that they're unusable.
And then you put them in your wallet, and you find them 6 years later, and you go, what even is this?
I thought this was a condom.
I loved those like gumball machines that were just full of like M&Ms or peanut M&Ms, and you would like put the thing in, and then twist the dial.
Handful.
The quarter.
You twist the dial, they all come out, and then you have to like put your finger into the thing to like fish the rest of them out. And just the number of people's fingers fishing like loose M&Ms out of that machine. It's like the worst way to buy a fucking M&M. My COVID nightmare.
Crow Point Pizzeria had one of those in Hingham growing up. I doubt they still have those machines. But I would walk in there, and I'd have like 3 quarters, and I would put both my hands out and get like Skittles, M&Ms, and then like probably one other thing, and then just walk home like this and eat it from my hand like a dog. And I'm like, I'm a kid and everything's fun. I'm a kid.
Same machine, but Happy Joe's Pizza in Kewaunee, Illinois. Happy Joe's, home of the taco pizza.
That's insane. If you're in Hingham, I haven't had it in about 15 years, but they make an excellent buffalo chicken calzone that I would have at every sleepover. Which would make me fart at every sleepover. Good night, everybody.
So, Joel, thank you so much for that riddle. Joel says, I would love to hear you guys make fun or try to solve this. Thanks for the laughs. Joel, thanks for the memories, because this was from 2018. We hope you are still doing well, my friend. All right. We have another one. This one is going to come from Dylan.
Oh.
A bellhop.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, fuck, I didn't want to do this, but legally, we all have to do an impression of Bob Dylan coming. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Adel, you go first.
Okay. Wait, that means you're not going to go.
No, that's not necessarily what it means.
How does it feel? It actually feels pretty good. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come.
Okay, and we are out of time for that segment. So unfortunately, we'll
being 20, it's all right. This is just my vampire.
Blue.
Okay, I'll try mine.
We can put it all together with one head.
No.
Yay! One headlight.
You're singing as Bob Dylan's "Come."
A bellhop working at a hotel is pushing a luggage cart down the hall to a residence room. As he passes by room 420, he hears a woman's nice. Voice loudly cry, "Please, Kevin, don't shoot!" Followed by, bam, a loud gunshot. Oh, you know what? Hold on, guys. Let me take this one again. I was going to change some of the details from Dylan's reading.
Yep.
A bellhop...
So we have to redo the Bob Dylan cum bits?
Unfortunately, that's going to be a big part of it. So yeah, we that one is lost, too. Casey, just so you know, that one is lost.
No.
Please. A bellhop working at a hotel is pushing a luggage cart down the hall to a residence room. As he passes by room 420, nice. Or let's change it to room, what is it, 717?
Yeah.
As he passes by room 717, it won't matter for the answer to the riddle, he hears a man's voice loudly cry out, "Please, Kevin, don't shoot!" Followed by a large, loud gunshot. Acting on instinct, the bellhop kicks in the door to find four people in the room. On the right, there is a man lying dead with a bullet in his head. In the middle of the room is a gun, still smoking. On the left...
You can't smoke inside, sir. Can you please put down the cigarette? You can't smoke in here. This is a non-smoking wing of the hotel.
On the left, there are three people. A lawyer, a photographer, and a mailman. The bellhop immediately understands what has happened here and makes a citizen's arrest. He calls the police, who arrive quickly and haul the shooter to jail. How was the bellhop able to deduce who the murderer was in such a short time and without asking any questions?
So you said a lawyer?
A photographer and a mailman.
Lawyer, photographer, and a mailman. So Carl Malone, a mailman, is the mailman.
So that was a basketball reference from what year did Carl Malone play? 94?
1978.
Okay.
So a mailman, a lawyer, and a photographer.
Wait, what did he say before he shot?
So the bellhop's passing by room 717. Here's a man's voice cry out, "Please, Kevin, don't shoot," followed by a loud gunshot. Rushes in, finds the lawyer, the photographer, the mailman, immediately knows who the culprit is. They ship that motherfucker off.
Is it because did the mailman have a name tag that says, like, "My name is Kevin"?
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, hold on. No, that would be great.
My name is Kevin. Thanks.
No one has a name tag.
Okay, well, what if because the photographer and the mailman are both holding something that it's the lawyer.
What would the photographer be holding?
A big old camera.
And what would the mailman be holding?
A big old envelope.
And what do you think the lawyer would... So the lawyer doesn't hold anything.
No, his briefcase is still at the office.
No, the lawyer holds all of our lives in the palm of their hand.
Nice.
I don't know.
It is not anything that is related to what is in their hands.
Please, Kevin, don't shoot. So does it have to do with the occupation of the fourth person lying dead on the floor?
No, the fourth person lying dead, as always, as with every victim, is not important.
I would say if it's like a dead dog.
We don't mean that. He's joking.
It is not a dead dog. It is a human person that has died.
Okay.
And every life is precious. But the real crux of this is how the bellhop knew immediately who the person was.
And by who the person is, you mean Kevin.
Do they have, like, soot
the
on their hand, or, like, they were just yelling, like, the way they were facing?
It's not the way that they're all, you know, they're in their poses that would befit their trade. So the mailman is reaching into the bag, pulling out letters, the photographer is snapping a shot, and the lawyer is, cashing
money.
A fucking check? Yeah, I got no idea.
The most stressful part of murder is picking your pose right after.
Oh, yeah.
How am I going to pose? Your
post-murder pose. Now, I play a lot of online video games, and I would say that the most common post-murder pose is crouch, stand up, crouch, stand up, crouch, stand up, crouch, stand up, right over their corpse. Now, we call that teabagging in the Halo community, and it is generally frowned upon.
I will say, if you ever go to England, we're doing it wrong, because what it should be is you crouch down. Then you sit there for about 3 minutes.
Steep.
And then you pull it out.
Steep. Steep.
If you dip, you're not getting any flavor, my man.
No.
Okay. Okay. He just knows.
A bellhop's intuition.
Why do they call him bellhops?
Is it like he's the one who brought bags to everyone's room, so he knows who brought the gun bag.
No, he doesn't. He's never seen these people, the gun bag. He's never seen these people. He has no information at all. I think they call them bellhops because when you ring that little bell, they hop to it. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to take a guess at.
No. You were called bellhops because famously for 40 years, it was mostly employed by bunnies.
Mm-hmm. I asked, but then I had a follow-up. So let's see. So the bellhop, he didn't have like a black light on him or something.
Jason Derulo, Miami-Dade reporter. I have a question. I have a follow-up question, which is the answer to that question. No, he had no previous knowledge of anything or anyone. Everything is right there from the reading of the riddle.
Does the answer have to do with what someone's occupation entails?
Not what their occupation entails. Not exactly.
Their outfit entails?
The answer, no, not their outfit, but the answer does have everything to do with the three occupations.
Okay. I also, and this maybe goes nowhere. This is maybe a thread I shouldn't be pulling on. You said the bullet is in their head. How do they know the bullet's in their head?
Exactly. That is a thread that goes nowhere.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So what do you call your lawyer?
I guess Frank.
Wait, it's a lawyer, a mailman, and what's the third one?
A photographer.
Oh, wait. Is there a photograph of the murder?
No.
Wow.
Nothing like that.
Okay, it's the photographer.
It is. Aaron, I can tell you right now it is not the photographer.
Okay, it's the
then
mailman.
It's the lawyer.
It is not the lawyer. And it is the mailman. Maybe
that's suicide.
That's the hint. No. It was a murder. And Kevin was right on the money. Kevin got it right. I'm Kevin. Kevin. The bellhop got it right.
Yeah. You said it was the mailman?
And it was the mailman. Yeah.
Was it Sunday?
No. Can I give you a little hint?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
The doctor was the mailman.
Well, no, but yes, you've done the hint.
What
the
happened?
The killer was the lawyer.
The doctor is the mother is the hint.
Yeah. The doctor is the mother.
Oh, he's related to the other. Oh, the other two are women.
Aaron, bingo, bingo, hatatai. You got
women
it once again.
Women can be anything.
Women can be Kevins.
I learned today that women can be lawyers and photographers and murderers. Thanks, everybody. I'm powerful.
No, the women were not the murderers there. The women did not murder.
Women can be anything.
That's not the lesson.
Aaron's floating.
Opposite lesson.
I've done it.
The mailman was the only man in the room. The lawyer and photographer were both females. The bellhop heard the person say, "No, Kevin, don't shoot." Educated guess that Kevin was the mailman, and it turned out to be correct. Now, this would have been a pretty easy one to solve as well because the witness heard them say, "Kevin, don't shoot." There were also two more witnesses in the room, and only one of them was presumably named Kevin.
There can be female identifying people named Kevin. So
absolutely.
Moot point riddle.
There's a moment where I was like, oh, maybe like male woman. Like, yeah. But that was a thread that seemed to go nowhere.
Well, but that addle was not a thread that seemed to go nowhere. That was the thread that directly led to the answer to the riddle. The thread that you pulled was a nowhere thread.
Are you talking about that Daniel Day-Lewis fashion movie?
Oh, my God, the nowhere thread.
Well, folks, it is 7:17, which means riddle o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to
it's
69 and smoke up, and we'll be right back with more. It's 7:13. No, Aaron, add four.
It's 7:13.
At time of recording, it is literally 7:13, but it is also time for a break.
No. Hold on. Then we'll wait for 7:17. I thought to adjust time slightly so we could have a fun ad intro. But you know what? No, we're going to sit here for 4 minutes, and we're going to think about what it means to be supportive. Because apparently, my co-hosts don't want to let me have this.
It's still 7:13.
You literally, I know, I'm stalling for time.
We
literally
said at some point. 4 minutes of this?
Yeah. Yeah, you literally said at some point, 7:17 is going to happen while we're recording. I thought to fudge time a little bit. I thought, why not? You know, we'll fudge time slightly. We'll but say it's 7:17.
It literally will happen while we're recording.
I know.
It's 7:14 now.
I know. Yes, I know. Now, as a riddletologist and Adel's dad, I want to tell everyone that stalling for time, excuse me, I have a cough. Stalling for time is not as easy as you would think. Because time moves very slow.
Still 7:14.
Especially, okay, I see.
I have more riddles. I can read more riddles.
No. Now, why do they call them bellhops? Because when you ding a bell, they hop too. So, but why do
right,
they
this
call...
I promise this one's really short. It's an easy one.
Okay.
A man. So this is coming from Rob. A man without eyes sees limes on a tree. He neither takes limes nor leaves limes. How can this be?
If you don't have a riddle, don't make one up.
Hey, I didn't make it up. Rob
did. It's still 7:14.
A man without eyes sees limes on a tree. He neither takes limes nor leaves limes. How can this be?
The man is fake. The man is a character in a book. The limes are Braille.
No, they're not. They're real limes. They're real limes on the tree.
It's because he doesn't have eyes, so they're limbs on the tree. It's 7:15.
No. It's not. He's a man without eyes. That is true.
Okay.
But he does see limes on a tree. That is true. He neither takes limes nor leaves limes. How can this be?
How can a man without eyes see limes on a tree?
That's a great question. If you can get that part of the riddle, I think that you're going to have a really easy time with the second part.
I got it. He's What's lying. That? He's lying.
He's not limesing. He has, this is a man without eyes.
He has Lyme disease?
I don't think so. And if he does, it's not important for the riddle. And it's a fucked up coincidence because this is a riddle about limes.
How is it still 7:15?
I'm not a time doctor. Okay, give us more hints. 7:16.
Well, I mean, so every part of this riddle is in like the phrasing of it. So I think that, well, how could a man without eyes see something? That's the question. How
memories.
Can a man...
Memories.
No, that's a really
photos.
Good. That's a good answer. Like thinking
he's not,
about
like,
it.
Not like feeling it.
He's visually.
He's
seeing
dreaming
it.
It.
He's visually seeing it.
Because he has one eye.
Adel, that is correct. So you're halfway there. So this is a man without eyes sees limes on a tree. So he does. A man with one eye sees limes on a tree. He neither takes limes nor leaves limes. How can this be? How can he neither take nor leave them?
Because he just sees them. The man is Cyclops, Scott Summers, and what he does is he blasts them with his optic visor.
No, it's not an optic visor.
Because limes don't grow on trees.
Oh.
Everyone else can make jokes?
We haven't let a single person make a joke this
women
episode.
Women can be anything.
And
okay,
folks,
I don't
women
know.
Can also be 7:17 because it is 7:17. Riddle o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more ribbles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Our razor blades.
Huh, dang. Okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JPC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay,
what do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. And hey, it's still 7:17.
That's a little inside magic on how podcasts get made. When we say we take a break, we don't actually take a break.
I take a little mental snooze. So what's with these limes?
So you got the first part, because the first part revolves around that, like, doesn't have eyes, has eye. So he neither takes limes nor leaves limes. How can this be?
He only took one lime.
He take one lime and leaves one lime, so he doesn't take limes.
You don't always have to pick fruit off of every tree that you see fruit on.
Well, if you're following the song, you do. You take the lime off the tree and you only have one eye. You take the lime off the tree and you only have one eye.
I have a dream in my life to have a lemon tree in my backyard. Do you want to know what I did last night? Because I couldn't sleep because I wasn't feeling good.
What is it?
I looked at Zillow houses in Hawaii for 2 hours. And
that's a fun
thing to do. I favorited some. I think I can afford to live in the middle of nowhere in a one-bedroom condo. Mm-hmm. If anyone would like to join me, I'll be leaving in an hour.
Aaron, can I tell you something? If a realtor tries to sell you a one-bedroom condo in the middle of nowhere, they are going to murder you.
But
Aaron,
it's cheap.
I know someone that would love to join you, and that is Adel in this scene. So we're going to see a scene. Adel, you have a lime tree, and you're on the side of the road, and you're by your lime tree. There are two limes on your lime tree. Aaron, you are walking down the road, and Adel, you are going to see if this stranger to you would like to split or share one of the limes from your tree.
Hello there, friend.
How do you do,
good morning?
Good. I'm just doing my power walk.
Nice. Getting those arms working, huh? Pumping some blood.
What a sad tree.
Oh? Why so?
This looks like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, but for fruit. Oh, it's so sad.
Well, it's not sad. What's sad is that I don't have someone to split these limes with.
These look like sick limes. Like, these limes are unwell. Where do you grow these?
I grow them right here.
On the side of the road?
Yes, they grew out of this table.
Wait, are you... You're watering it with pineapple juice? I can see a watering can and a bunch of empty bottles of pineapple juice.
Whoop, I'm not... There's no fooling you. My name is Philip Sprite.
Oh.
And I'm testing out a new product that are limes grown from pineapple juice. Now, typically, I just take one lime and I squeeze it, and that turns into Sprite. But I'm trying something fun and new. You know all those flavors of bubblegum with their tropical passions and their island passions? I'm trying something new. Passion Sprite.
Hypothetically, if I were to have one of your limes, you don't just eat a lime like it's an apple. Like,
sure
what
you do.
I...
Crunch.
Oh.
See how good this looks?
You held the back of your head.
It's okay. My uncle's a bentip.
Skin and all. I love limes. I'll have limes on anything, but these do not look, smell, or feel like limes.
You'll have limes on anything.
Well, how about on a beautiful morning?
Okay. Did you get fired?
Yes. The shareholders of Sprite Incorporated ousted me. They said that my ideas were kooky. They said my voice was outdated. And they said that Sprite is moving in a different direction. And that direction is upwards in terms of their stock prices. So I'm starting a new company. It's going to be called Dr. Sprite.
I'm not really sure if anyone still has Sprite. Like maybe at McDonald's by accident sometimes. I'm trying to make you feel better if they fired you. I'm just saying, like, I can't remember the last time I saw someone drinking a Sprite unless it's at McDonald's by accident.
Well, I think by accident you mean if somebody orders the Cactus Jack meal. Because the Cactus Jack meal was a Sprite, a burger, I believe, with no pickles and something else, fries. Which is just a fucking meal. They don't need to put a name on it.
If I'm going to get a soda from McDonald's, it's going to be a Coke.
Huh.
Anyways, I'm more of a ginger ale gal myself, so I'm going to keep walking. Good luck with your sad avocados.
Wow, Aaron, I hate to do this, but I am going to have to congratulate Adel for that scene because that was the first time that Adel has ever done a scene as Dr. Chameleon where we didn't immediately recognize that it was Dr. Chameleon. So,
zip, my fools!
My hat's off to you, Dr. Chameleon. You did it. You found a disguise that we couldn't see through. Classic.
Wow, Dr. Chameleon.
I can be anyone.
Classic Dr. Chameleon. All right, are you ready for this next one? This is a riddle submitted by a fan of the show. In a courtroom, the case of robbery gone wrong. The thief had been inside the house when the man who owned it unexpectedly came home. The thief had gone after the man with a knife, and when he was asked, "Why did you stab him 38 times when you knew he was dead after the first blow?" The murderer's answer was, "I don't know." Murderers always seem to say, "I don't know," unless they say, "I can't remember what happened."
The man...
What's your question?
The man was Jeffrey Borden, Lizzie's little brother.
Oh.
Now, Lizzie, of course, gave her father 41 whacks, but since this guy was younger, he gave 38.
That's why there's 41 flavors at Ben and Robbins. Ben and Robbins.
Ben and Robbins.
Ben and Robbins.
I gotta see a scene.
Wait, I want to do it. Can I see a scene?
I just called for one.
I know, but it's gotta be you two.
You gotta go last time, so Aaron, you can see it now.
It's gotta be you two. Okay.
I went last time because we talked at the same time. I clearly won this
Adel,
race.
I promise you'll be happy. Okay. JPC, you are so-and-so Robin, whoever ends up running Baskin-Robbins. Adel, you are Ben before you get replaced by Baskin.
Huh, we don't seem to be having a lot of, not a lot of customers off the street. What is wrong with Ben and Robbins?
Can I say this?
Yeah, speak freely.
So, this is hard for me to talk about. Our business sucks. This is a terrible idea for a business.
Huh? What?
And I've been cheating on you.
Are you?
Hey, baby, come back to ice cream bed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You weren't supposed to come out.
Hold on. The person you're cheating on me with woke up, got dressed, got in their car, drove over here, opened a door, and started talking and said, come back to bed?
I don't know if you could say this is getting dressed.
Our bed is an ice cream cake, and it's melting.
I don't want to hear the details. This is Baskin, and Baskin and I are together. You've been cheating on me, too.
What's that now?
I saw you with Jerry.
Yeah. Who's this fucking Jerry guy? We saw you together.
He's a sexy older man from Vermont, okay? And he gets me, right? He loves puns. I'm sure he has other stuff he does, but I can't think of it right now. And speaking of, when I found you, Robin, you were fucking Dick Grayson, okay? And your parents had died.
How dare you.
A sad little orphan
boy. I left the circus behind. I left Batman. I picked up an ice cream scoop. That's what's on my utility belt nowadays. How fucking dare you?
I'm going to turn this business around. How's this? Blue ice cream.
Baskin,
what are you going to do? Better than us and have great social justice?
Stop pushing on the walls. You're not going to turn this around.
We have to talk about your ideas. We'll talk about blue ice cream later,
Baskin.
Blue
ice cream with sprinkles. Ooh, it's going to be so gross.
Baskin is so fucking good looking and so hot. I will hear a lot of these ideas, but...
If you
just get a gander at the looks, that's kind of the package.
What's good for the gander is good for the ice cream. Can I tell you about something? Can I tell you both something? You see this little skin tab at the top of my head?
Ugh.
Well, guess what?
Sorry.
It's not a skin... Well, okay, no, that's fair. It's not a skin tab, it's a zipper. Zip?
The two of you have been fooled again!
Oh, Dr. Chameleon.
He's the one they call Dr. Chameleon. He's the one who can play anyone.
Wait a second. We went down on each other.
That's right!
Dr. Chameleon, we'll see who wins, because we're going to be the one who gets an ice cream flavor from Jimmy Fallon.
We opened a business together. We've known each other for 20 years. What are you
fucking... That's right. Long con!
Oh, my God. I got to admit, you got me. See?
Dr. Chameleon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an answer for the riddle?
I'm going to need to hear this question again.
It's a little confusing.
Well, okay, so I think maybe you guys are confused because that's not actually a riddle. It is an excerpt from Wallace Shawn's essay Night Thoughts. That would be Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride fame, his essay Night Thoughts. That is an excerpt from the section labeled Murder.
Famously,
are you joking?
He's a friend of the show.
Read it again.
I was reading this earlier today, and I read that part, and I was like, this sounds like a riddle that's not a riddle, and I was like, I'm going to read this on the podcast.
He's not joking, you guys. He's really holding up a book.
Famously, Wallace Shawn, who voices Dr. Chameleon.
Inconceivable.
Pick up Night Thoughts, an essay by Wallace Shawn, wherever you find...
Why were you reading that?
Essays. It's great. It's fun. Wallace Shawn's cool. I heard him on a podcast, and he was plugging this. All right, let's go into another riddle.
What the fuck just happened? I'm sorry. Make up an answer to that. I'm unsatisfied.
He took my sister to dinner.
That's true. Okay, here we go. This one is from Parker. Parker says, how do you throw an egg on the floor without cracking it?
Hard boil it.
That is an answer, but no, this is not a hard boiled egg. This is just a raw egg.
Put pillows on the ground.
A regular egg.
Take the shell off of it?
No, you don't. This actually, you don't have to do anything special to the egg.
How do you throw an egg on the shell without cracking it? Oh, the floor is a trampoline.
How do you? No, that's a really good answer. Wow, you guys are full of really good answers today. What did you guys have for dinner?
Oh my God, can I actually tell you?
Yes, please.
I had stuffing and gravy, and that's it.
Aaron, I had that for lunch today, but not gravy. I had stuffing and mashed potatoes, leftover season.
I started to feel sick halfway through it though, and I threw it in the garbage. I was like, I can't do this.
And this is coming out on December 16th. So when we say leftovers, these are Thanksgiving leftovers. They have been in the fridge for a while.
And when we say leftover season, we mean right now is the time to binge Justin Theroux and Carrie Coon
in
one of the most underrated shows of all time.
The ending maybe not great, but I checked out of leftovers after the first season and then went back and revisited it later on. And I really liked the way that the show progressed.
Adel, you loved it?
I adored it. I think Carrie Coon was robbed of an Emmy.
Someone took it out of her hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a situation where they didn't catch the person, but they did steal the Emmy.
That's crazy.
And it was one of those rare instances where they gave the Emmy before they announced the winner. So legally, the person was correct.
Well, even crazier is they didn't get it on tape. And I know what you're thinking. The Emmys, there's cameras everywhere. This person, whoever did it, they found all the blind spots, all the spots in between where the cameras hit.
Holy shit.
And it was on stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It wasn't even someone who had also been nominated.
No.
Well, we don't know, Aaron. That's the thing.
Well, it was DJ Qualls, so we do know.
Well, it was DJ Qualls, but they haven't been able to catch him.
Yeah, DJ Qualls with a skin tag at the top of his head.
Uh-huh. So DJ Qualls still at large. Also at large, the answer to this riddle, how do you throw an egg on the floor without cracking it?
Oh, is this like a wording thing where it's like the egg cracks, not the floor? You never crack the floor when you crack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you.
I've been working out, and yeah, I can crack the floor.
You can throw the egg any way you want. You're not going to crack a floor with an egg, unless you have a really bad floor, and that's what Parker says. Parker also says, "Love the show. Keep up the great work." And Parker, I can't tell if you're being facetious when you say great work, but it's obviously not, but we will keep it up. So that's our joke on you. We will absolutely keep it up.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you're just a normal, everyday couple.
Thank God.
Normal personalities, normal humans. But for whatever reason, this morning you're making omelets and you cannot get the egg open and you're losing your mind. We see you at about minute 15.
Oh!
This, okay, 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 Katie. I figured it out. We're dreaming.
No,
we must still be dreaming. We're
Look
asleep.
Look at this. Weep, weep, weep. I could not do that while I'm dreaming.
What are you doing?
Going weep, weep, weep. Here's the thing. Is this one of the eggs that has a chick in it? Because I don't know how people can tell the difference. How do you know it's an egg that has a baby chicken in it, and an egg that you can cook?
I want to say that it has always been my experience that you don't know until it is too late. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, is that the reason why we can't get in? Because there's a chicken there scared out of its goddamn mind because someone's trying to kill it.
Okay. That could be it, but maybe this is it.
I'm gonna pop it in the microwave.
No, well, that, okay. If I'm right, then that shouldn't work. We might be dead. We might not be dreaming. We may have died. Have you seen The Sixth Sense? Because Bruce Willis doesn't even know that he's dead. And he is. And he can communicate with other spirits. So if we both died in the house last night, carbon monoxide, I've told you about this. This is what gets... It's a silent killer.
Do you think that popcorn mode is too long or too short for an egg?
30 seconds should be fine. Do double popcorn mode. Double popcorn mode.
Okay, that was starting to pop like popcorn.
Did you leave the kitchen when I was telling you about my ghost theory?
Yeah.
Also, if you can touch the microwave, we're not ghosts. Unless the microwave died too.
From carbon monoxide?
I'm going to Google if microwaves die, can they be ghosts? Do microwaves go
to heaven? My God, honey.
When they...
This is our Fabergé egg. The
oh
one that your mom
God.
Gave us last year.
My mom, Tsar Nicholas?
Yeah.
See.
Oh, no.
What a delightful journey. We have to revisit this couple at some point.
They are so normal.
They're relatable. They're very relatable. I like them because they're relatable.
My favorite part is we can't be dead because we can't be dreaming because I can do this. We.
Aaron is
panicked there.
Aaron is also squeezing her cheeks, and I was like, "Is this a real thing that people
weep,
know about?"
Weep, weep, weep.
Aaron also bring up a great point, which is more microwaves should have buttons for popcorn and then a separate button for burnt popcorn.
Yeah, dude, I've been making a lot of popcorn this week, and I've burnt it every time.
I made caramel corn two nights ago. They have like popcorn in a bag that's caramel corn, and I put it in the microwave, and I took it out when it stopped popping, and it was smoking. It was burnt to shit, and I burned my hand.
Adel, we all wanted to play along with it. We told you that was caramel corn. That was popcorn. That was the most burnt popcorn I've ever seen. It took on an amber hue to it because of how burnt it was. I think that was normal popcorn, my man.
You sure? Okay. Maybe it was karma corn. And this is for all the
sins.
A couple weekends ago, I was maybe a little high. Not common for me. And I was eating egg rolls, gluten-free egg rolls from the microwave, but they were hot, hot, hot. And Sean watched me take a bite, spit it out into my plate because it was too hot, and then do that four more times. And then he said, "What the hell are you doing? You're hurting yourself. Just wait." And
to be
I said,
to be a fly
"I'm really
on the
hungry."
Well, famously,
to be a fly on the wall.
Famously, with egg rolls, the top is hot, and then the lower you go, it's cooler and cooler.
I was ooh, hot! I was surprised every time, and it was back to back.
If I were Sean, my main question is, what is she doing eating food out of that filthy microwave? That thing is gross.
Our microwave is so gross again. And I'm stubborn. It's not going to be me.
I don't know how it keeps getting this way. I keep spitting egg rolls into it, and it's staying filthy. Hey, I have an idea. I want to pitch you guys a joke microwave, okay? This is a microwave you can pick up at Spencer's. It's a gag microwave you could give as a gift, okay? It's a microwave, and you know how microwaves have all those buttons on them that's like popcorn or like chicken, you know, the reheat buttons. But it's all types of wine. So the buttons on the microwave, it's like port, Chardonnay, Shiraz.
Sparkling rosé.
Pinot Gris.
Okay, I kind of love it. I kind of absolutely love it.
I'm
People are going
to
be
invest,
very confused.
I'm willing to invest $500,000.
I would buy the sticker that you put on other people's microwaves, like that makes it just say those. I think that's a million-dollar idea.
I have a... You know, it sounds so disgusting. So I know that people like heat up red wine, like the mulled wine, and like like cloves and stuff. What sounds more disgusting than hot white wine? Hot Oh, yeah, hot, I feel so dehydrated just thinking about it.
A hot white wine sounds pretty bad. Now, white wine, famously, I think you use that as like a cooking, to like burn off the alcohol for cooking. Yeah. But just like to mull white wine, I'm like, ooh.
No thanks. There's something, what is it called? Rob White turned me on to, Rob White just turned me on, one.
Rosé?
Two.
He loves Bobby Rosé. We love that.
We call him Bobby Rosé because he's obsessed with rosé. But he turned me on to a red wine that's like, bubbly? I forget what it's called, but it's absolutely stellar.
Cool.
Maybe starts with an S. I can't remember. But if you ever see like carbonated red wine, I thought it was going to be disgusting, and it's absolutely scrumptious.
I would give anything to go back in time and have. I would always, whenever I saw Rob get a rosé, I was like, I gotta get a rosé. And in the 10 p.m. intermission, I would just be sitting next to Rob. We'd just be drinking our rosé like we were two gals out in the town. It was amazing.
I'll tell you what, that guy looks fucking great holding a rosé.
He makes it look good. I would always be like, I think I need to go get rosé. And Pad would do the same thing. Pad was like, you're making rosé seem very appealing.
Rob White, if you're out there listening, and not the Rob White that listens to this podcast who gets confused every time we mention Rob White, but Rob White, the guy that we know, I hope you're having a fucking rosé. You're a fucking champ.
In case you don't know what Rob White looks like, Google Calvin's dad. So Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes. If you Google Calvin's dad, that is exactly what Rob White looks like.
And Rob, if you are listening, God, buddy, I apologize. Never thought that you'd listen to the episode. We didn't want that information getting out.
He doesn't listen.
So sorry. Okay. So this is...
Hold on. I'm so sorry. I found the name of it. It's called Lambrusco. Lambrusco. If you ever see Lambrusco at your local winery, grab it. Delicious.
And if you work for Lambrusco, buy an ad for the podcast. That's the last time we fucking mention your brand unless you pay up. You hear me, Lambrusco?
Well, send me
free wine.
Saying if you work for Lambrusco is like saying if you work for beer. Just to be clear.
Well, famously, my t-shirt says, we'll work for beer. So
Very sober.
Very sober. Here's a riddle from KG. KG wrote this riddle, came up with it all by themselves, loving the show so far. Sent from August 2018. While you look me up and down, by the way, I like this one. KG, this is great. While you look me up and down, you'll notice something strange. My body keeps on changing while my head remains the same. Even when I'm not before you, it doesn't mean I'm through. All you need is state my name and I'll appear renewed. What am I?
Destiny's
balloon.
Child.
It's not balloon. It's not Destiny's Child.
A mirror.
It is not a mirror. It is a section from Wallace Shawn's essay, Night Thoughts. No, it's not. It's not. It's a riddle. It's a real riddle from KG.
It was the middle of the night, and I had a thought. So I thought to write it down. These are Wallace Shawn's Night Thoughts.
That's not bad. It's Casey Kasem and Wallace Shawn.
I can't believe that you just read something that wasn't a riddle from a Wallace Shawn book and moved on like you had sneezed and we were just moving on.
I don't know. Book. It's
pamphlet.
It's a napkin.
It's the size of common sense.
It's an essay.
JPC, I think I know the answer, and the answer is
my dinner with Andre.
No, it's not that.
Give me a hint, please.
Okay. While you look me up and down, you'll notice something strange. My body keeps on changing while my head remains the same. So this is something that you guys, by the way, probably every day you look at this.
Oh, glass blowing.
And you look at this, the head always remains the same. The body keeps changing. And look at me up and down, I think, is very important as well.
Oh, is this that weird dog that lives in my subconscious? My subconscious.
Well, it's both.
I look so weird today. Woof, woof.
Damn, that's a t-shirt. Even when I'm not before you, it doesn't mean I'm through. All you need is state my name and I'll appear renewed. The second part, I think, is going to be a little harder to get, but it'll make sense when you get the first part.
So this is something that rotates?
Does not rotate. Up and down is the operative word. Not rotate.
A hand job?
Born to hand job, baby. No, Adel, I said up and down. I said this is something you see every day, not something you see in your fucking dreams, my man.
Like a rolling stone.
No, it's legit. This is definitely part of your like daily life.
Daily life. Okay.
While you look me up and down, you'll notice something strange. Okay. My body keeps on changing.
What room in my house is it in?
Thermometer?
What do you guys are both in your closets? Closets. Or closets? Pretty much every room in your house.
Is it a mannequin? A dummy? A person?
No.
A wall? No. A window?
No. It has nothing to do with the physical room of your house.
Oh. Is it a tangible item? Like, can we touch it?
not really touch it, but you can interact with it. Yeah.
And it's not like thermostat
myself?
Or something?
No, it's not yourself.
My voice.
This is something that you, I guess the best way to say it is that you have access to this almost all the time.
Is it your phone? Like something
it's
on your phone?
It isn't your phone, but you can certainly use your phone for it.
Is it a mirror? Is it a reflection? Is it a...
No. While you look me up and down, you'll notice something strange. My body keeps on changing while my head remains the same.
Is it like a book or something?
It's your phone. You know, a book.
I don't know.
That's kind of close. You're closer with phone, though. Phone is fine. The right direction.
We can access it outside of the phone as well.
Yeah, on like a different type of device, probably.
A TV show.
Most TVs you can't access it on. I would say it's like, mostly phones and computers.
Is this like Tinder, but the same picture keeps coming up?
No, but I guess Tinder would be an answer.
I want to see a very quick scene. Aaron, you're on Tinder. You've been swiping left and right, and this is just like 30 seconds. You've been swiping left and right, and for whatever reason, something compels you to swipe up and down, and we see what happens.
And you're way out of my league, and you're way out of my league. Not a looks thing, just you are clearly in a different baseball league than me. Way out of me, you're in a higher baseball league, adult baseball league. You know what, I'm going to switch this up. Oh my God.
Hello, my name is Xanthos. My craft crashed here many moons ago. I'm stranded on your planet, and I need your help to get home.
Swipe right? Oh, fuck.
Same.
I'm going on a date with an alien. And that, I bet you wonder how I got here. Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm married to an alien.
Good scratch.
I will not clean the microwave.
Oh, fuck you.
I can't stand those.
Can you give us a hint?
Well, you're on your phone. You were talking about swiping left and right on Tinder.
Yeah.
But remember, up and down. What is something that you would swipe up and down on your phone?
Something I would swipe up and down on. I mean, if I'm deleting pages on my phone.
You might even...
If you have a bunch of windows open.
You might even scroll, one would say, up and down on this.
Dead
internet.
Cheese?
Aaron, you're on the internet. Great, but what is like a... If you're on the internet and you land at a page that is called
search engine.
Yes,
a search
website.
Engine.
A website.
Oh, because the URL bar stays the same. I see.
Yeah. While you look me up and down and you notice something strange, my body keeps changing. You scroll through the body of the website, but the URL bar is the head that remains the same. When I'm not before you, it doesn't mean I'm through. All you need is state my name and I'll appear renewed. If you go back up and put the name of the website in, it reloads.
If I may, and this is, maybe I'm being a little bit nitpicky.
Please.
The URL is more the hair of a website than it is the head.
Okay.
We're
going to
do
a
quick checkup on Adel.
I'm sorry.
Adel,
KG,
what did you do today?
KG does include an apology. KG says, I know this riddle is a bit, can be a bit pedantic. The URL bar is more commonly the hair of the website, but it didn't fit the rhyme scheme.
That's
their explanation. Thank you so much, KG, for writing that in. I loved that one. That was very fun, and it was a stumper, my favorite kind. Speaking of stumping for whatever you have going on in your life,
nice.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that segue. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug?
I would. I would like to give a shout out to everyone who, the hundreds of you that responded to me about the Zoom birthday tape. The funniest part of it was I ended up getting 8 messages from different people. 7, it was a brother. 1, it was a sister. But 7 people, or 7 or 8 people messaged me to tell me that their siblings had the tape. They did not. Because their name wasn't common enough and they were jealous. And I was our demographic is people who are jealous of their siblings. It blew my mind.
True.
I was laughing out loud. I was like, why did everyone's brother have this and not them? So weird. But thank you so much. It was so fun seeing all your messages from that. But if you want to message me, I respond to all my messages about once a month. Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. Hello. Goodbye. Adel, what's up?
I want to say I've realized that the most interaction we as hosts get from this podcast is when one of us says, hey, does anybody remember this blank? So I just want to say, does anybody remember this song? It's like, da-di-di-da. So let me know. Please interact with me. Send me 100 DMs about that song because I'm so lonely. And then I want to give a shout out to my sister, Sadia. I'm going to go ahead and just say she's great. If you're ever at the Trader Joe's grabbing essential supplies on Lincoln, say hi to her. I don't know if she'll say hi back. She might be weirded out. But Sadia Rafai is my promotion for today.
That's very sweet. You're making us look like jerks.
That's very sweet. And you listed where she works. So cool.
She also works for Red Orchid Theater Company. She's a company member there. And she just got recently a promotion.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the promotion, Sadia. Let's see. Oh, okay. So another in the same vein as Adel, super obscure things. I doubt many of you have heard of this or listened to it, but if you have, please feel free to message me about it. It is a podcast between two friends that listen to a lot of pop music, and they review that pop music together. I remember it from, I don't know, days ago when I was recording an episode of it. It's the Bill Buds podcast. If you've heard of it, let me know. I would love to hear. I'd love to hear it. So please, you know, find me anywhere you can find me, and please let me know if that is something that you have heard of. Until then, I have an exciting announcement. I was scrolling Tinder while we were doing this, and I just matched. I swiped up on a very sexy alien thing, and we are going on a date. Aaron, I'm going to show you my screen, and you can tell everyone where me and this alien are going on a date. It's a place I've never been before, and I'm very excited to go.
Okay, that's you in a wig, and they're
hold on. Here we go.
Oh, that's you in another wig, and you're from Neptune.
Bye forever. Neptune. Wait, hold on.
Jupiter.
Hold on.
Jupiter.
Bye forever now.
Jupiter. Neptune.
Join the Patreon.
No.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
You know what? Casey, it's crazy because Toledo looks exactly the same as your other place. It's just that same fucking RV.
With that smoking hot chick on the roof.
Oh, yeah, that's my mom.
Hubba, hubba. Wowie zowie. Zoinks.
Casey, I gotta say, I had no idea that that was your mom, and upon seeing her, I gotta say, wowie zowie zoinks, my man.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I have to say that about your mom, but wowie zowie zoinks.
I knew your mom. She was a wonderful woman, and we're gonna miss her. I guess there's nothing else to say but wowie zowie zoinks.
Does that make sense?
What a caring person. What a kind person.
What a wowie zowie zoinks person.
Here lies Casey's mom, wowie zowie zoinks.
What would you do if you were in a graveyard? If you were in a graveyard and you saw a tombstone that was just like, you know, Jessica Smith, wowie zowie zoinks.
Wowie zowie zoinks. Those pauses that Adel put in were absolute perfection.
From wowie to zoinks. Mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, wowie to zoinks.
And all the zowies in between. She touched every life that she knew.
And while we may be having a hard time here on Earth without her, I know that God is up in heaven saying,
"Ooh, wowie zowie zoinks."
Check out the body on that, mother.
Ga-ga-ga-gawi.
Mother Chunga.
Mother Chunga. Sounds like a city in California.
Okay.
Okay. Hey there, states and capitals. If you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Aaron takes us to the magical land of improv where we explore our favorite states and the local news stories therein. You can get that plus our entire back catalog on patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.